Good morning. Can we have a roll on the drum, please? Oh, yay. Oh, yay. I have some good news for you. Alice Lindsay Little has arrived. Born today at 6:25. Weighing in at 7 pounds 13 ounces. Mother, father, he's over there, and baby are all well. Felicity and Hudson can't wait for this meeting to finish, can you? They want to get away and see Alice. Well, congratulations to the family. Now, boring news. Tea and coffee, obviously, are available following our worship this morning. It's one of our no open air days, so it's an opportunity for you to mix with some of the bandsmen. There's no sallywags today, so those strong muscle men who always move the tables for me, you've got another Sunday off. We leave the tables and chairs up as they are. Bands and songsters, there's rehearsals this week. And the food bank is open from 10 o'clock to 1 on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. On Wednesday at 1:30, friends together meet together. And Thursday morning is coffee morning from 10 till 12. Now here's a date for your diary for you to scrub out and delete. We have cancelled the spring clean on the 20th of April. The work is starting on the windows here tomorrow, so someone wisely suggested that it'll be more sensible to wait until that's finished to do a spring clean rather than do it before the workmen make a bit of a mess. So please scrub that out of your diary, no spring clean until further notice. Yesterday, a good crowd met for the coffee morning to raise money for the young people, and so far the total is £239. And a few pence, £239 and a few pence. So thank you very much for everyone who helped in that. Great. And now I hand over to Captain.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's a day for great news, isn't it? And we rejoice greatly at the birth of Alice, and we congratulate the various relatives, the grandparents, the older siblings around the room. I've got another piece of good news to share. And this is, remember we had self-denial appeal altar service a few weeks ago. We raised, drum roll, that's all right, Andy. We raised just over £10,000. That's amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. So thank you very much for your self-denial, for the good of the Salvation Army and for the good, more importantly, of the kingdom. We love to share good news, don't we? We love to share good news. I've seen people's faces brighten as they've heard about Alice. We've had a round of applause as we've heard about our achievements and our giving. We love to share good news. And sharing good news is going to form the basis of our worship today. About this time last year, we worked through the Salvation Army's 5 mission priorities. Since then, we've decided to adopt them as our own here in Felixstowe. So over the next 5 weeks or so, we're going to be hearing from different voices within our fellowship about what it means to be involved with those five missional priorities. I remember last year I asked you to memorize them. Nah, the blank expression suggested to me that we're still struggling. There's no hierarchy here, but the first one is to share the good news. And that's going to be the underpinning of what we think about today. And we're going to be hearing from Neil later on, Neil Winton, as he shares with us his thoughts on the topic. First of all, let us join together in sung worship. To God be the glory, great things he has done. If you're able, I invite you to stand. The people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Amen. A song of good news and a test passed by the AV team. Please take your seats. We're going to go, as we always do at this point in the meeting, go into a time of prayer, and we're going to sing, He is Lord, He is Lord. And I think this is what we're going to do, and I hope John is listening, he always is. We'll sing the chorus twice together, then we'll stop. And I'm going to give you then two areas of prayer to reflect on. And John will play the chorus once for us to reflect on the first topic, and he'll play the chorus twice to reflect on the second. I'll pray, and then we'll sing again. Indeed is Lord. And we know that. And we look forward to the day when every other knee will bend at the recognition of Jesus Christ's Lordship. So we're going to pray together, and we're going to pray, really, it's two topics. And the first is this: I want you to think about someone that you know needs to know Jesus. Someone that you know that needs to know Jesus as Lord. Someone that needs to know Jesus in a personal way. I want you to think about that person. I want you to give thanks for them. Give thanks for them. Pray for their circumstances. Lift them up to the Lord. And in the second iteration of the chorus, I want you to think about how you can be good news to that person. How you can bring the good news of Jesus Christ to that person. It may be through actions. What actions can you do? What ways can you support to bring that person to Jesus? What words can you use to bring that person to Jesus? I want you to think about these things in the presence of God the Holy Spirit, asking Him to guide you and to lead you. As John plays, we've got two iterations of the chorus to do that. Pray for someone that you know, that you think needs to know Jesus. And then secondly, pray about how you can play your part in that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his death on the cross, his resurrection on the third day, and the release of the Holy Spirit, which guides us and empowers us to be your people. Lord, we think this morning of those people that don't know you, and there's many of them close to us, Lord. And we lift all those people that we've thought about this morning to you, Lord. And we pray that you would reveal yourself to them in an undeniable way, that they might share in the hope that we have, that hope of victory over death and life eternal in your kingdom of peace. And we humbly ask, Lord, that you might use us, that you would guide us in the appropriate action or words or, Lord, that you would act, that you would guide us appropriately, Lord. I pray, Lord, that we might lead lives, Lord, that are inspirational and that are aspirational, Lord, and that people would want to know what it is that drives us. And that they might be curious, Lord, when we tell them a little bit about you. I thank you that we are gathered in this place. And I pray, Lord, that you would give us ears and hearts and minds to listen, Lord, this morning. That you would clear away all distractions. That you would clear away any misapprehension that this topic is, well, not for us. That we are not evangelists, Lord. We don't know what to do. But Lord, we trust in you. And we trust that you would guide us and send us. Lord, we think of those of our number that are not with us this morning. Some for good reason, and we celebrate with them. Others for less good reason, Lord, and we pray that you would be with them. That you would lay your healing hand upon them, whatever the hurt might be, whether physical or emotional or spiritual, Lord. That you would give them the assurance of your presence with them. That you would heal them in the way that they need healing this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you've brought us to this place. And that we can proclaim that you are the Lord of our lives. That we can do so freely. And I thank you, Lord, for the privilege that is ours to draw near to you. That you don't stand at a distance, but that we can get to know you, the God of all creation. I make this prayer in and through the glorious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen now to the ministry brought to us by the songsters. Thank you, Songsters, for a wonderful song of testimony, a wonderful song of good news. He sought and found me. News worth sharing, without a doubt. But we've shared lots of good news. I've got some good news I would like to share this morning as well. Does anyone want to hear my good news? Felicity, would you want to hear my good news? Yeah, come and see me then. Archie, would you like to hear my good news? Isla, would you like to hear my good news? Martha, I've got some good news. Oh, here he comes, Matthew. Lovely. Hudson, lovely. I've got some good news to share, but I'm going to turn my microphone off because I'm not going to... Sorry, excuse us for a moment while I share my good news. Anyone else heard the good news yet? Oh, Rosie, have you shared the good news? And are these people sharing the good news around? Have you heard the good news? These are people without the good news here. Have we heard the good news? Are we sharing? Lisa's heard the good news. There's lots of people that need to hear the good news. John, the look on John's face suggests that he's heard the good news. Good. The good news is spread and I'm hearing whispering. And I'm seeing happy faces. I'm seeing some giggling. I'm seeing some laughing. The good news is spreading. If you want to, share the good news. Who is yet to hear the good news? The good news is spreading. Well, here is what today's good news was. I've got loads of sweets. Woo! We get a whoop. Lovely. And I'm going to share them at the end of the meeting. So you know how I stand in the entrance there? I'll have my sweets and you'll be invited to take one then. Sorry about that. They're not going to be for now. But don't we love sharing good news? We could hear it. The rumour was spreading. Faces were brightening up. People were laughing. We enjoy good news and we enjoy sharing it. But we, as Christians, have got good news too. And here's the first part of that good news. God loves us. God loves us. And God loves every one of us. He loves everyone. God is love. Who? Huh? Like your mums and dads love you. But God, believe it or not, Archie, God loves you even more than that. If you can believe that, that's quite something. God loves us. Yeah? God loves us. Secondly, God sent his son. God sent his son. And God sent his son who died on the cross to take away everything that separated us from God's love. So thanks to Jesus, we can know God's love. And finally,
post.
Yeah, which is an invitation. God invites everyone to be part of his family, to become his sons and daughters. That's good news. That's great news. It's fantastic news. God loves us. God sent his son. And God invites us to belong to his family and to become his sons and daughters. Now we know exactly what to say. What's the good news?
God loves us. God sent us. God invites us to
us. Lovely. So if you don't know what sharing the news means, you do now. Thank you for helping me, everyone, and be sharers of the good news of God's love for each and every one of us. I don't go and sit down just now, because we've got a song, Shine, is by shining to those around us. And thank you very much, everyone. Where are you going to now? Come and stand up, Martha. Where are you off to now? Is it Sunday school? What's the topic for Sunday school today, Joe?
Jesus healing on the Sabbath.
Jesus healing on the Sabbath. Yes, that's very, very... Well, what's the Sabbath? Come and tell us after Sunday school. We'll be very interested to hear. Have a blessed time, everyone. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Learn lots. Thank you to the leaders that are going out with the kids. We value you greatly and we appreciate what you do. We now listen to the ministry brought to us by the band in an arrangement of the worship song, Still. Thank you. I will be still and know that you are God. Imagine a life based on that truth. Imagine holding on to that truth unshakably. Thank you, band. Thank you very much. We should sing that one as well. Can someone remind me? Actually, I know just a moment. We'll talk later, Ben. And we're going to carry on in sung worship right now. We're going to sing, Lord, reign in me. And as we sing that song, we'll be taking up the offering as well. Lord, reign in me. Lord, reign in all there is of me, is what we're going to sing. And we look forward to following the lead of the worship band. Thank you very much.
Reign in me, reign in your power.
Thank you very much, guys. Yeah, please take your seats. I felt we needed to sing that twice, mainly because the back row of the Cornets had freed themselves from their chairs and their stands. So I felt something was going on, and we needed to honour that moment. Let us join together in the reading of Scripture. We're going to be reading this morning from Luke, the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24. The Gospel of Luke, Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24. And we'll be reading from verses 1 to 11. Is it all right if I push to 12? On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found a stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened.
Morning, everybody. If you've been listening carefully throughout the meeting, you'll have discovered that everything that I'm going to say now has already been said. So I could sit down and save you 10 minutes, but I'm not going to. Because it's a reassurance to me that obviously there's a message then that God wants us to hear today. So as Paul said, over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at the five mission priorities and supporting this vision, fullness of life for all with Jesus. That's what the Salvation Army is about. Salvation Army in the UK has been looking at its identity, saying we perhaps maybe lost our way a bit and we need to focus again. And focus on what's important, our vision, fullness of life for all with Jesus. And supporting that, the mission priorities, of which one is to share the good news. So we've heard some great news already. Great news about baby Alice. That's wonderful. What other good news have you had this week? Leeds United lost. I know that's good news to some. I'm sure there's been some other good news that you've heard. And obviously in the Bible reading we heard about the very first people telling the very best news that there has ever been. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, let me get it right. And in fact, there were two sets of messengers there. First, there were the angels at the tomb who gave the message to the two Marys, Joanna and the other women, who then relayed it to the apostles, who, of course, didn't believe what the women had told them. They obviously hadn't learnt the value of listening to the women in their lives at that point. But in those days, as we saw demonstrated with the children, message had to go person to person. In one of the other accounts of the resurrection, the women went running back to tell the message. And they had to pass the news by word of mouth. Today, it's never really been easier to share news, good news or bad news. Social media has given us unprecedented insight into other people's lives. So whether it's some major life event or what you've had for lunch, you can let the whole world know just at the push of a button. Now, I'm not really a huge fan of social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, sorry, X, Instagram, TikTok, all those things. But they all operate by tapping into a basic desire that we seem to have for novelty, for to know about new things that are happening. You know, that somehow the 10 weird tricks that will help you make better cupcakes, or you won't believe what someone you've never heard of looks like after 10 years and they've lost 50 pounds and all of their hair. Strange, isn't it? But you want to click. You want to know. Maybe we're just insatiably curious or nosy. But we do want to know about what's happening to other people, what they think, what makes them tick. Maybe we want what they've got. And of course, that's what the advertisers are always trying to hook us into and encourage as well. So, going back to our mission priorities, to share the good news, and that's what the first mission priority says. It says, at the heart of the Salvation Army's mission is a passion to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ far and wide. And it says, this is not an optional extra. The Salvation Army only does what it does because our inspiration and vision comes from people's ongoing relationship with Jesus. We know the difference our relationship with God makes in our lives, and we don't want anyone to miss out. That's a challenge, isn't it? So, let's go back to basics. What exactly do we mean by the good news of Jesus Christ? Well, Mark's gospel begins, this is the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. Straight in there, no messing, telling everyone that what they're about to read is a good news story. Oh, and I just referred to Mark's gospel, didn't I? And the word gospel just means good news. So, maybe that's it. Maybe we've got it. We'll just get a copy of Mark's Gospel, put it through every letterbox in Felixstowe, and job done. We've shared the good news. Actually, it's not necessarily a completely crazy idea, just as an aside. When I was at university, the Christian Union actually did that. They gave a copy of John's Gospel to every student. It didn't suddenly cause a mass wave of conversions, but I believe through that some people's lives were changed. Anyway, we've already had an illustration with the children there, I guess of what I, like perhaps many of you, tend to think of as the essence of the gospel in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And that is absolutely, absolutely a key verse of Scripture. But you know what? Maybe that isn't the news that people need to hear right where they are now. I don't mean that it's not important. It is central and critical to what we believe. But it's quite a lot for people to get through before they can understand what that means for them. And if there's one thing that we should learn from the gospel stories, it's that Jesus met people where they were. And he met the needs that they had right there and then. He met his fishermen disciples in their workplace. He had dinner with a hated tax collector, Zacchaeus. He touched and healed untouchable lepers. He took time to feed hungry people. He challenged corruption and prejudice. He forgave those who thought they were unforgivable. And loved the unlovable. The good news was that Jesus saw people living unfulfilled and sometimes hopeless lives and offered them the kingdom of heaven, ultimate fullness of life. Of course, as people who try to follow Jesus, we know that for us to experience that fullness of lives, there are things that we need to let go of and put behind us. And we know the price that Jesus paid to put us right with God. But the start of the good news story has to be a life-changing encounter with Jesus. Right, I'm going to ask you to do something quite dangerous right now, dangerous for any speaker. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. I expect not to hear any snoring, okay? Now, Paul's already done this, but I'd like you to think specifically now about the people outside this place that you know and will meet with or talk to over the next week. Think about all of those people. That might be at work, could be the regulars in a cafe that you frequent regularly, might be somebody part of a club that you belong to, could just be a neighbour, friend, family member, anyone else that you know. Now, just think about one of those people. Maybe it's the person you thought of before, but think about the person focus on the person that you think most needs an encounter with Jesus right now. Who is it needs the good news right now? Just hold that person in your thoughts for a moment. Okay, open your eyes. We'll come back to that in a minute. Now, we hear a lot these days about fake news, and we're bound to hear a lot more about that as we head into a year with important elections. But as people who claim to know Jesus, we have the truest and the best news of all. We're offering fullness of life for all with Jesus. Yeah, doesn't it seem hard to share sometimes? Wonder why that is. Maybe we don't actually think we've got any news to tell. You know, the gospel story is pretty old, isn't it? So it's not really new. So by definition, it can't be news. Maybe we subconsciously think that people won't be interested anymore. They've heard it all before. Strange, isn't it? You know, every detail of the lives of celebrities is poured over in agonizing detail, even if it's been covered 1,000 times before. But that still captures people's attention. You might say, I'm not an evangelist. That's not my gifting. Well, I've got news for you. So the word evangelist comes from a Greek word, evangelion. I'm sure nobody can challenge me on my Greek pronunciation, so I think I'm okay. And the first part of that word, the EV or EU, it's kind of the same letter really in Greek, is the same two letters that start euphonium. Okay, euphonium. And do you know what euphonium means? Beautiful sound, yes. Good sound. U is good. EU, EV. So the EV is good. There we go. Just remember that euphonium is beautiful sound, okay? Anyway, that's not the point of the sermon this morning. The second part, angelion, is where we get the word angel. And actually, the word angel doesn't mean some heavenly being with flappy wings. It just really means messenger. So, an evangelist is a good messenger, someone who brings good news. So, if you've got good news to tell, then you're an evangelist. It's not about having a gift, it's about having a message. Or are we scared to share? Are we worried about what other people might think? Well, maybe. And this is a challenge I level at myself too. Is our relationship with Jesus making enough difference in our own lives for us to think that other people want to know about that? There is a phrase that you may have heard, you know, preach the gospel at all times and use words if necessary. And whoever said it, and it wasn't St. Francis of Assisi, they were onto something, but it's misleading too. We've just sung, may my life reflect the glory of the Lord, and our lives must reflect our relationship with Jesus. But we can't just think that our actions alone are sufficient to tell the good news of Jesus. In 1 Peter chapter 3, we read these words. Now, who will want to harm you if you're eager to do good? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't be afraid of their threats. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. But do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they'll be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. That phrase, if someone asks you about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. Think about that for a moment. It's at the heart of what it said in that mission priority statement. Yeah, the Salvation Army only does what it does because our inspiration and vision comes from people's ongoing relationship with Jesus. We know the difference our relationship with God makes in our lives, and we don't want anyone to miss out. We want people to see that we have hope and fullness of life, so that they will want to know about that too. So, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes again. Think about that person we focused on before. Maybe that person at the beginning of the meeting, maybe somebody different has come to your mind now. Think about that person who needs to encounter Jesus for themselves. The person who needs good news. How are they going to meet Jesus this week? Who's going to share the good news that they need? How much of a difference does your relationship with God make in your life? Do you want them to experience that too? Are you ready to explain the hope that you have? What do you need to ask God for to prepare you to do that if the opportunity arises? Or maybe you're the person who needs an encounter with Jesus yourself, needs a fresh encounter with Jesus. Maybe you're in need of hope and fulfillment of life. Well, guess what? Jesus wants to meet with you where you are, right now. That was the good news 2,000 years ago. And it's still the best news there is today. We're going to sing a song right now. If you want to keep your eyes closed and just continue praying, that's great. This is a song that's probably familiar to salvationists of many years. But if you don't know it, or if you do know it, let the words speak to you. We're just going to sing the chorus. Words of the verse say, Jesus, tender lover of my soul, pardoner of my sins and friend indeed, keeper of the garden of my heart, Jesus, thou art everything to me. It speaks about what to me are all the joys of earth, what to me is every sight I see, save the joy of thee, O friend of mine. Jesus, thou art everything to me. It speaks of that relationship with Jesus, relationship that I hope is central to each one of our lives, a relationship that we want everybody to know about. I encourage you, I challenge you, challenge myself, to think about how we share that joy, that fullness of life that we know with those that we come into contact with. We are the evangelists for them. We are the bearers of good news for them. And if you don't know that for yourself right now, if you need to know that, then don't leave this place. Don't leave this place without having met Jesus yourself. Let's just sing that once more.
May that be our prayer this morning. Jesus, thou art everything to me. May we overflow with that fullness of life so that others cannot help but inquire of us where it comes from.
so be it. Amen. We close our time together this morning with this song, Thine is the Kingdom, Lord. He is on the throne. He rules over all things. He holds our destinies and the destiny of man, of humankind, in his hands. Thine is the Kingdom, Lord. I invite you to stand if you are able. Indescribable, beyond the poet's pen. That is who our God is. May God the Father prepare your journey. May Jesus the Son guide your footsteps. May the Spirit of life strengthen your body. May the three in one watch over you on every road that you may follow. Amen. Thank you.